pretty big fence blocking me from driving any closer, and it doesn't look well kept or guarded in any way, so I'm thinking I can climb through a broken piece. Recorder's going in my jacket pocket, just in case I see anything noteworthy.
That's weird. The rest of this recording is fuzzy. I mean, I guess I didn't really learn much, and it's probably better that there's no record of me breaking into the Springfield facility, but... What else do we have on here?
Why is it that every doctor likes classical music to operate to? I'd rather listen to whatever middle-of-the-woods radio station we have out here.
What? What was that? Can I slow it down with this? What in the world? Is this... What is going on? Something is definitely screwing up the electronics here. This is insane. How am I supposed to work like this? Stupid old electronics. Wait a second. If the recorder didn't work near Springfield Corp, and I've been having all of these weird issues with the electronics recently, I wonder if those things are related. What did Mike tell me about, geothermal flares or something? Oh my god. Geothermal flares, also known as solar flares, have been known to interfere with electronics. Here's what we know so far. March 13th, 1989 seems to be the first event, but that doesn't explain how any of this happened. I mean, if the bubble project wasn't finished when the storm hit, Mike said that the effect could be dissipated on the town. So the town is, I don't know, that curse that everyone's talking about is actually effects from the geothermal energy spreading across. There's a big panic about something called storm shock. Is that the side effects, or is the whole town affected by storm shock and they're slowly losing their minds and... I don't know, that's what the curse is? But how do the purple bodies relate? Are they even related? We've got people in this town clearly going crazy. I mean, that Sean guy bombing the bank, Maggie trying to kill her whole family. It makes sense. This storm is what's causing people to act strangely and eventually die in this town. But who knows about that? The Springfield Corporation up and left, but it seemed like the police were either bought out or didn't want to get involved. And then something happened in 2013. I don't know if it was another flare or if it was just a close call like that newspaper said, but there definitely seemed to be some sort of panic afterward. And if I'm looking at the data, that's a huge increase in number of deaths around both of those time periods. It has to be caused by the storm.